It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, it appears the Democrats have cut a deal with Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She now says she'll support the Inflation Reduction Act. The $740 billion spending bill, though nowhere near Biden's initial Build Back Better legislation, would still be the largest investment in energy and climate programs in history. It would also extend expiring health care subsidies under the Affordable Care Act for 3 years and give Medicare the power to negotiate prescription drug prices. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the final version of the bill will be introduced on Saturday. Once it's reviewed and approved by the Senate parliamentarian, who'll decide if it can move forward under reconciliation, requiring only 51 votes to pass. In other words, it can't be filibustered. So what did Sinema demand in return for her vote? Well, just what we expected. She's still doing the bidding of her biggest billionaire donors, so she demanded the removal of the provision that would have killed the carried interest loophole, something that should have been done years ago. That would have raised $14 billion toward the cost of the package. But in its place, they added a new tax. It's a 1% excise tax on stock buybacks by big corporations, which they say will bring in $73 billion. She also got some changes to parts of the corporate minimum tax structure to benefit her benefactors, but also added $5 billion in drought resiliency funding to the bill. Now it's in the Senate parliamentarian's hands. Schumer hoping to bring it to the floor this weekend. Well, July's jobs report is out, and it caught everyone by surprise. To quote CNBC's Rick Santelli,
and it is a whopper, 528,000, basically double the expectations, and 528,000 is the best number since February when we were over 700,000.
Yeah, economists had predicted 250,000 jobs, saying that high inflation, recent interest rate hikes, and a global economic slowdown were all considered likely to bring job growth down toward pre-pandemic levels. But the U.S. added more than twice as many jobs in July, defying predictions of that slowdown. And now maybe we understand why so many economists will not say that we're in a recession. Another unexpected bit of good news for a change, Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing on Thursday that four current and former Louisville police officers have been federally charged with civil rights violations, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction in relation to the killing of Breonna Taylor in 2020. These four officers are accused of submitting a false affidavit to search Taylor's home and conspiring to cover up their actions afterward by creating more false information. You'll recall, Breonna Taylor was a 26-year-old emergency room technician. She was shot and killed in her apartment during a forced entry raid in March of 2020. Well, Russia handed down its sentence for WNBA star Brittany Griner, 9 years in a Russian jail after being convicted of deliberately smuggling drugs into the country. President Biden called the sentence unacceptable and said his administration would work to secure her release. And now Russia has indicated it's ready to discuss a prisoner swap for Griner and another American, Paul Whelan, who's been wrongfully detained in Russia since 2018. The administration on Thursday also declared the monkeypox outbreak a public health emergency as cases continue increasing. The outbreak was first detected in the UK in May, and since then more than 26,000 cases have been reported in more than 80 countries. Here in the US, about 6,600 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed, and the Biden administration has faced criticism for its handling of the outbreak. From the "I keep telling you he's worse than Trump" files, here's the latest from Florida's Governor DeSantis. On Thursday, he suspended a duly elected Hillsborough County state attorney, Andrew Warren, because Warren said he would not prosecute doctors for performing abortions or providing gender-affirming care for transgender people. Stating the obvious, Florida Senate Minority Leader Lauren Book said DeSantis was, quote, behaving more like a dictator than America's governor. You think? And speaking of bad state governments, Arizona, what are you doing? Well, former news anchor turned Trump acolyte Carrie Lake won the Republican primary for Arizona governor. The Tuesday vote remained too close to call for 2 days, but Lake was declared the winner on Thursday, garnering 46.8% of the vote to Karen Taylor Robson's 44%. I guess that's in line with the Republicans' embrace of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who spoke on Thursday at the CPAC conference currently underway in Texas. Rolling Stone described Orban's Hungary as a, quote, far-right wet dream, featuring hardline crackdowns on immigration, increased government control of the press, and courts that cater to the powerful. Sounds about right. And on Thursday at CPAC, he told the half-empty room that an ideological battle for Western civilization would be fought in D.C. and Brussels. Please vote. Everything depends on it. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on one of those donate buttons.